the Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. With Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, today we've got a story from Miriam Sherman.
I came to Miami in 1975 from Colombia, South America. And I came to live to Miami and went to school. I also started to work. 1978, I became very sick. I had shortness of breath, and I called my doctor. He told me, just come to the emergency room. And that's where I went by myself. I took a taxi. I went to Jackson Memorial Hospital, and that's when I had my first open heart surgery. And in 1988, they changed the same valves that they changed in 1978. Pill valve was the first ones. The mechanical valves, they were in 1988. They were not so good. But unfortunately, I got very sick on a trip that I went with my husband. We went to Mexico. So sick that the cardiologist told me, the only thing that you need is a heart transplant. It's nothing else that we can save you with. So we started the process, and I went for evaluation at Jackson Memorial Hospital with Dr. Joseph Bauer Lane, and he told me it's going to take a few months, you know, because we had to check everything in your body that is well to receive a transplant. So I did. I did that in 3 months, and right after that, I became very sick, very ill. I was working at a law firm that time, and I went to the hospital. My body was very swollen and everything. But waiting in there in Jackson, I got a call from my coordinator telling me, Miriam, we find a heart for you. That was March 26, 1991. It was unbelievable, the news. I was jumping up and down. I was so happy, you can believe. I say, God, thank you for listening to my prayers. I was 44 years when I got my transplant. My children, they were young, they were going to college, but I wanted to see my children grow up and maybe one day get married. My surgeon came to see me before I left the hospital, and he told me, just take care of yourself. Ladies are different. And I says, as long as you tell me to do it, I'll do it, doctor. It doesn't matter. I love to go back to work, but I'm going to take care of myself. And I took almost 9 months to take care of myself. And I went back to work, and I have a very normal life. And I was very lucky. I'm very lucky girl that I received that heart, because if I didn't get it, I would be not here. And now, so my children get married. Now I have 3 grandchildren. They're wonderful. They're all going to college. And I'm living a very normal life. I went back to work, and I did my normal life. And I'm doing now on the community, helping the agency who recovers the organs, is Life Alliance. And I do volunteer also, doing Jackson meetings in Spanish, helping people to be aware and also to guide them to the process. This is for a heart and lung transplants. Jackson provide me with a room every month, and we meet there. Also, I'm very lucky. I went to the Rose Parade in 2006. I was the first. We were 4 Latinas, first time to be on a float, and it was a beautiful, beautiful event for me to assist. Also, I was invited to go to Washington and speak about organ donation, and it was a weekend for the organ donor recognition ceremony at that time in Washington, D.C. I also assist to, we have an event every 2 years, is in the summertime. I go to the transplant games. This time in June, I'm going with my husband to Cleveland, Ohio, June 10 to June 16. It's a beautiful event. We meet people all over the United States. And this time, I'm going to be working with also the people who are 25 years or more with the transplant. So I have the honor this year to walk with these people, and I can't wait. I'm going to do the 5K, and I'm trying to do the volume. I'm not so good at it, but it's okay. It's just the fun of it. And I'm very blessed. I'm so grateful. I have a very normal life. Unfortunately, I never heard from my Donna family. I write a lot of letters and notes, and Thanksgiving, I like to write a little card, say thank you, but I never got a response.
Miriam Sherman with a story about surviving a heart transplant.
Not only surviving, but thriving. This is a 25-year survivor.
You get the impression that she is grateful that she has a second life.
Yes, and you hear that in her story in so many ways. She says it was March 26th, 1991. With other milestones in her story, she gave the year. But that date will be etched in her memory forever. And you see that sometimes in novels. I'm thinking of a wonderful novel I love called Endless Love, where he actually says, this date, his life changed on this particular date. And this reminded me of that Scott Spencer novel, because the date is important. And she'll never forget any March 26th. And she's counting the March 26ths. And she's gotten to 25. She also says, and I love this for a woman who is pushing 70, she also says, I'm a very lucky girl. There's something very elemental, very profound and deep about that simple statement.
I'm certain she did not expect to become a spokesperson for heart transplant survivors, as well as participating in a 5K and what is called the transplant games.
Yeah, I don't know what the official term for that is. Athletic competitions for people who have had transplants. How many of us, by the grace of God, how many of us will never know about transplant games? So she is bringing us into this world that is very familiar to her. She doesn't feel the need to explain the transplant games, but to many of us listening, this is very specialized information. And whenever you hear a story from somebody who has had an experience that you've never had, you start learning about the ins and outs of that world. You know, Michael, she says that she has never heard back from the donor family. It would be wonderful to know who that person was who gave up this heart, because Miriam sounds like she's got the heart of, if you believe in that kind of thing, I mean, this is not only the heart of a survivor, but this is the heart of somebody who is just so active in the world in so many ways. We don't know, of course, what kind of person she would have been without that transplant, other than that she wouldn't have been here at all. But the fact that she went from being a woman who worked in a law office and she took care of herself, you know, to being this advocate, to going to Washington, to going to Cleveland, to doing all of these things on behalf of others who can benefit like she did. She really has not only had a second chance at her own life, but it's almost as if she's gotten a totally different life.
She's had a transplant and she's been transformed.
It's the classic format for a story, right? She struggled, she overcame that struggle, and she was transformed. And the end of that classic hero's journey archetype is that she now educates others how to overcome their own struggles. So it's a classic story, and it's also just such a heartwarming one.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a South Florida story they'd like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email at cneil, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Or contact me, 305-995-2264. Our website also has contact information, as well as archive stories at wlrn.org, radio, and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.